Burden. A weight that is difficult to bear. Christ took all of our burdens upon himself. We cannot and should not carry someone else's burden. Why? Because we are commanded by our Lord to bring our burdens to him to find rest. When the scripture exhorts us to bear one another's burdens, it is to help them understand that their burden is also to be brought to the Lord. There is no glorying in suffering for another person's bondage. Christ did all the suffering necessary. We are to preach the gospel, the good news, that he has provided salvation, healing, and deliverance to whosoever will come and drink of the water of life. There's power in delivering the unadulterated gospel to those in bondage. There's bondage in delivering ourselves to them. In Jesus' own words, except you repent, you will all likewise perish. So the perishing will go on until there is repentance. This must be communicated to the lost and bound. A false sense of security from enablers is not helping the situation in the world. There are more and more people falling into bondage every day. Secular programs and even Christian programs are not going to keep up with this increase. On the day of Pentecost, there were 3,000 people saved by one message from one man that was and is the solution. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Luke 4:18. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works then these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. John 14:12. The gospel is the full message of eternal, abundant life, which provides everything we will ever need. According as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. 2 Peter 1:3.